Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall. We're talking fake meat and more here in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. The Beef Council has worked down through the years with future dietitians through training sessions for dietetic interns at several Oklahoma universities. Heather, tell me about one of these recent intern training sessions.
So we recently hosted dietetic interns from Oklahoma State University for our Media and Ranch Day in Stillwater. The purpose of such events is threefold. First of all, we want to educate future dietitians about the benefits of beef, about beef's nutritional benefits. And then we want to provide them an overview of all Beef Checkoff funded research, which truly demonstrates beef's role in a healthy diet. The second is to provide media and food demonstration training to assist them in their future careers. And the third is to educate them about beef production and answer their questions about the use of technology in beef production and beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. As always, we invite you to go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner to learn more about what's going on with your Beef Checkoff dollars. oklabeef.org. In recent days, we had the opportunity to sit down with the lead lobbyist in Washington, D.C. for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. One of the topics we visited with Colin about, fake meat.
Where are we on the discussions that have been worked on as far as rules and everything with USDA and FDA on fake meat?
Right now, we are operating under a memorandum of understanding, which means that FDA will look at the overall safety of the product. And then USDA, once that product is commercialized, USDA will do the daily inspection and ultimately determine what the product is called via the label. We're happy with that. We want to do everything we can to make sure that MOU remains solid, even in future administrations. And if we can do that, we think that we have really won most of the battle when it comes to our fight against the cell-based meat.
Seems like they're the darling right now of a lot of folks, the financial community, a lot of the media as well.
They are, but there's a lot of things we don't know. We don't know the nutritional value of that product. We don't know what the resource demand is for that product. They may not take the land that we utilize, but there's going to be other resources that it takes to produce that product. This is not a zero-sum game for them. And I think that they have really kind of told a bit of a misleading game in that conversation with the consumer.
Colin Woodall, who's been a part of the governmental affairs team at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association through several presidential election cycles. And Colin, it seems like here in 2019, we're already focusing so much, at least on the Democratic side, especially on who might come out of the primary process to challenge President Trump. It seems like it gets earlier all the time.
Yeah, This is really amazing how early this process has kicked off. The good news is they're still focused on trying to get some things done in Congress. But I believe that if we don't have any major pieces of legislation done by probably October, November, it won't get done until after the election. Because once we hit January 1, 2020, everybody's driving towards primaries, Iowa caucuses. Our chances of getting major pieces of legislation done are pretty much out the window. So we need to focus on getting as much done this summer as we possibly can.
The contentiousness has obviously been there since President Trump took office, but it is obviously ratcheted up with the Democrats now, the majority in the House.
It has, and that will only be more so as we get closer to November 2020. But again, it hasn't completely paralyzed the system. There are still some things moving. But again, as I said, we're going to try to take advantage of every train that's leaving the station, because if we don't, then we're going to leave everything to chance. And what may be a new president, what may be a brand new Congress come 2021.
Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs and our nation's capital for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 18th Annual Cream of the Crop Bred Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 8th at 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma, featuring 375 head of AI-bred fall-calving heifers and cows, along with 25 20- to 24-month-old stout herd bull prospects, which are ready to go to work. Most breeds will be represented in volume. For a sale catalog, videos, and sale information, go to blackherfordranch.com or call 580-309-0712.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.